B-Pod Studios.
All right, what's in the laundry, LBF?
Well, we've got people being mean, Martha Stewart and her peacocks, and Bill Gates is a dirty bird.
Oof.
Let's discuss Ricky Schroeder real quick first.
Okay.
He, this is, by the way, brought to you by Century Bank. He got mad in California, Ricky Schroeder from Silver Spoons. He hasn't really worked in forever, but he's worked up because he didn't want to wear a mask to Costco. He was under the impression because the Costco CEO said, hey, we're going to lift our mask mandate for those places where you can. So if, like, in Tennessee, they're not wearing masks and the governor says you don't have to, then you don't have to wear a mask in Costco there. But for every other state, you got to do what the governor says. Ricky didn't like it. Took it out on the poor Costco guy just standing outside enforcing the masks.
Do you have audio tape?
I do, but it's not even worth it because he's just kind of like ranting. And long story short, he did the dumbest thing ever, which was cancel his Costco membership because Costco's the best.
Yeah.
I mean, that is cutting off your nose to spite your face.
I know, but he should have done it like at a, you know, whatever fabric store.
Yeah, or just like, you know, like a Michaels.
You know what I mean?
Like, oh, I'm going to cancel my Michaels membership.
Rewards card.
Yes, my rewards card. That's it. But to cancel your Costco membership.
That's dumb.
I mean, have you ever bought Pirate Studio in
BJ's
bulk?
Nearby.
It's amazing. I mean, BJ's is great too.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, bulk stores are my favorite. The only problem is.
Get your booty in bulk.
Get my booty in bulk. Yes, I do. Anyway, so Ricky Schroeder's not everyone's favorite person right now, but boy, did I love him in the
chair.
What
Ricky has to understand is it's the store's rules, and then they have to follow state guidelines.
Right.
But if a store said you can't walk in the store without, a hat, you
that's
can't go
the way
in.
It goes.
That's their rules.
The old no shirt, no shoes, no service didn't get this much pushback.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
It's really true.
Poor Ricky.
All right, Martha Stewart is upset. Because the New York Post says she only has 16 peacocks, and in fact, she has 21 peacocks, and they're glorious birds whose house is impeccable. Get it?
Now I do. That's pretty good.
Anyways, I just think it's funny that Martha Stewart has random peacocks on her estate. It's because this guy who actually used to work for the Boston Herald wrote a book called Why Peacocks, about people who keep peacocks as pets. And you'd be surprised at how many people do.
Yeah.
They seem to be a very high maintenance.
Like, yeah. What do you do with 21 peacocks?
Can you eat them?
I don't think so.
No, you can eat the eggs, but they're better on the black market. Oh, not the black market, market. Just the market.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They go for like, I don't know, $40 an egg.
Are they big?
They're bigger than a chicken egg. Twice as big as a chicken egg.
Are they already colored?
They're great at Easter. And finally, guys are animals. Speaking of animals, Bill Gates has tried to hit on at least two women who worked for him and actually had an affair with a Microsoft engineer. His rep admits to the affair. It says it happened 20 years ago. This is not good. I don't know.
Yeah.
Bill
Gates, I can't imagine his game, like hitting on anybody. Yeah. Bill Gates.
His game is good.
What would he say?
Nothing. All he has to do is show his checkbook.
Yeah, I got a bag of money.
I can get you a really good job with benefits.
Yeah, okay.
Right? These things are important.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
That's good.
I don't know. What do? You talk about code? What do you talk about?
I don't know.
He's so rich. You can't even talk about regular things. Like, I was in the CVS the other day, and can you believe the price of vitamin D vitamins?
Yeah,
it's just like, you don't talk about anything.
Well, that's a pickup line that would work
on you. I'm just saying you have nothing to talk about. I'm not picking people up.
Hey, hang on. All right, we have callers calling about how to... This is, you want to hear what Bill Gates' move is?
Yes.
Here's his move right here, his first line.
Hey, Bill Gates' line was, hey, I got a really big hard drive.
Thank you.
That's
perfect. Boom.
Funny.
There it is. That's it. You walk in with that.
Boom.
Yeah, you walk in with that. Can you imagine walking in with that? I'd walk right out.
All right, who wants to feel OLD?
Go ahead.
Tell me out of these top 10, Billboard's top 10, how many names you know. You ready?
Go.
Luke, this is a top 10 selling Billboard albums last week.
Okay.
Luke Combs.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Weeknd.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Pop Smoke.
No.
Young Thug.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know Young Thug?
I mean, I couldn't quote him, but.
Rod Wave.
Nope.
Nope.
Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like her.
Justin Bieber.
Yes.
DJ Khaled.
Yes.
DJ Khaled.
He's a Weight Watchers spokesperson.
And he always says his name in the songs, which makes it much easier to figure out who
Jason
he is.
Derulo. Yeah, exactly.
Morgan Wallen.
No, he's a jerk, canceled.
Country.
Yeah, country. And number one album last week was by Moneybag Yo.
Moneybag Yo. You know what?
One.
I'm mad at my parents.
Why?
I could have been Moneybag Yo. They made me Warren. Boring.
You'd think it would be Yo Moneybag, but no, it's
no Moneybag Yo is like a nice twist. Okay. Yeah. I love it.
No Ski Mask the Slump God on there?
No, I didn't know it's Sleep.
Ski Mask.
My son loves him.
The Slee Stack was what? No.
Ski Mask the Slump God.
I don't know them. Anyway, you guys did pretty good. 6 out of 10.
Congrats. Okay. I'm not happy.
Because I don't think you know Moneybag Yo.
I'm sliding towards OLD.
You can't cure it either. It's just sad. Sad to see.
Terminal.
Terminal. You get OLD, it's over. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.